Sullivan Serials presents The American Fathers, written by Henry L. Sullivan III, performed by Adrienne Curry, Cameron Knight, Jenny Moreau, Juan Francisco Villa, Kevin Tice, and Rebecca Cox. Episode 3, Escape from New Orleans. Part 1, MCM.
I awake to the sound of metal wheels grinding against streetcar tracks. Bright yellow rays warm my eyes. I raise my hand to block the glare of a big southern sun. Irene is gone. She must have cracked the window before slipping out. God damn it, I should have heard her. I should never have let my guard down. Her security detail had created a perimeter around the building. The entire team, hand-picked by me. But betrayal was just another contingency I prepared for. The risk being especially great whenever we're together. The team's fealty isn't to Irene. It's to House Daco. And all Victor Daco really wants is me out of Irene's life. I roll onto my side and inhale the scent of lilac she left lingering in the soft white sheets beside me. My heart aches. Her fragrance is a painful reminder that there's no way of knowing when I will see her again. Meeting here on St. Charles Avenue was a risky choice. But Irene adores this crazy city. And I wanted our first rendezvous to be something she would always remember. Sitting up, I support my weight with one elbow. Several elite squads and the fathers are after me. One of them should be here within the hour. At least they better be. I trained their asses. I stretch to relieve a sudden pain in my neck. Someone's in the hall. Leaping out of bed, I grab my cig. The footfalls on the other side of the door are faint, but no man on earth can move without making a sound. I don't have time to bother with clothes. There's only one of them. I'm sure of it. My main advantage is the element of surprise. I release the lock and force the door open in one clean motion, roll through the threshold, then rise to my feet, aiming my gun squarely at my assailant. He sees my shot is set, but pushes away from the wall anyway. Shit! He's fast. Forcing me to pivot, he doubles back and throws a kick to my abdomen. I realize it's Mike as I block his leg with my elbow. His bulldog face is smiling even as I swipe both feet, knocking him to the ground. Something about the way he's staring makes me self-conscious. The bastard's smirking because I'm still naked.
Sorry, Devin.
He grunts.
I'm not into this sort of thing. Save the kinky stuff for your little princess.
Anger rises in my chest. That's exactly why I didn't tell him where I was going. My relationship with Irene is not for his amusement. If he were standing, I would deck him in the mouth. None of my men would respect me if I let shit like that go. Putting all of my weight behind my elbow, I slash through the air, swinging down with my arm like a scythe. My right knee is supposed to establish my balance, but Mike wastes no time exploiting my haste and vulnerability. Damn it, I don't have time for this. I've got to get out of here. I don't know who to be more disgusted with, Mike or myself. Rolling away from my strike, Mike braces himself against the floor with his shoulder. I'm off balance when he kicks up and the bottom of his boot slams against my side. Next thing I know, he's using both his legs to lift me into the air. I have to catch my breath from the sudden shift in position. My back hits the floor, but the sting to my ego is worse than the slap of wood against my skin. Took you long enough to find me, I hiss. Daco's men will be here within the hour. Mike jumps to his feet and looks down at me with a frown.
They're the least of your worries, Devin.
I notice he's not wearing a stitch of emerald.
Out of uniform? Off duty, then. That's not good.
Reaching down, he offers his hand. I grab it, he yanks me up, and we slip out of the hall and back into the hotel room. I close the door. What happened? Mike's heavy brow furrows, his expression deadly serious.
The fathers have been recalled.
I lean down and scoop my pants up from the floor. Maybe Darko's finally come to his senses. Mike grabs my arm and shoves his handheld into my face. The message on the small screen has been intercepted through surveillance. Funds will be forwarded upon confirmation that the target has been terminated. MC
Sample complete. Ready to continue?